Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
She drained me of my blood, giving me the curse of eternal life, and thus making me a bloodthirsty creature of the night.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Don't sing if you want to live long.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. So there is a quote going around the internet this morning, Lance, and it goes something like, where the heck did it go? Dusty talking about Yiner and Maldonado. And it was a few days ago. It must have been, and I don't know when it was, when this came out. Him and Maldonado have about the same amount of at-bats. I think Maldi has 8 home runs. Diaz has 11. One has 28 RBIs. I think the other has 18. Other than the batting average, they've done pretty close as far as production is concerned.
What?
Diaz is going to catch, said Dusty Baker. So, and then Chandler Rome asked him about...
Oh, that pesky Chandler Rome.
Yeah. Chandler Rome asked him about...
Excuse me, Dusty. What, Chandler?
Asked if the Astros have considered going back to carrying three catchers to give him some flexibility to play Yiner Diaz and Martin Maldonado together. Oh. Dusty said, Yiner has trouble with lefties. Everybody trying to help me manage. I don't really need it. Thank you.
Bye, bitch.
That's basically what he said, yeah.
That's basically what he did say. So, Maldonado has 242 at-bats. Right. Yiner has 215.
Now do home runs.
Okay. Yiner has 13 home runs. Maldonado has 8. So, when he said this, it was allegedly 11 and 8. Maldonado has 18 RBIs. While Yiner Diaz has 31. In fewer at-bats, more home runs, more runs produced.
Better, by the way, better. Well, then wait a minute. Okay, so against lefties then, so against righties, Diaz always gets a start then, right?
Well, that's,
is that what we're doing?
That's exactly what somebody was.
Is that what we're doing? Because that's not what I'm seeing.
Somebody said, everybody knows he has trouble with lefties. I said, fine. Then he'll start against all righties. By your logic, then he should start against all righties.
No. Actually, who would you be talking to that's fighting for Maldi over Diaz? Nobody.
There are a lot of the first thing is he's got a ring and you don't. He's got 2,000 wins, you don't. Blah, blah, blah.
No, that's
exactly.
That's exactly what they said.
Let's end the conversation right now.
That's right. He knows more. A Yiner's batting average.
Allegedly, he knows more than John.
Allegedly. Yiner's batting average is 96 points higher. His on-base percentage is 43 points higher. His slugging percentage is ridiculously higher. It's 302 versus 507, 205 points higher. His OPS, 540 to 789, is 300. His OPS, 540 to 789, 239 points higher.
Yeah, but how many creams? Does he know how many creams Dusty likes in his coffee like Maldi does?
Apparently.
Because these are things you have to take into account, the intangibles. Yeah.
Dusty don't need your help now. He don't need your help managing. I'd like to remind everybody that Dusty's been managing for, what, 20-some years?
Here we go with the slander.
All those other years, he didn't win at all.
Yeah, but he was close a couple of times.
Oh, it's close. That's great.
He had Barry Bonds that one year and almost
all
won.
All he does is get to ALCSs and World Series, and all John does
still
is slam.
Talking trash
just
about the man.
Slamming him. Show some respect.
But if this, listen, him comparing the two seasons that they're having offensively and that they're comparable is that he's totally lost. He is totally lost.
Yeah, I can't
if you
that.
Can't, I mean, I know that whole analytics thing. Maybe we ain't doing that, but my goodness, with your human eyes, and then look at even defensively, look at him with, and he took Diaz off Hunter Brown about midseason, and now look at Hunter Brown with Yiner back behind the plate. He has been so much better. And yet he took, for whatever reason, Hunter Brown was cruising along just fine, and then all of a sudden he put Maldi with him, and his season just seemed to have fallen apart. And now he's with, he's got to catch at least twice every rotation, doesn't he? I mean, I know that there's not room anymore for DH, although you could play him at first base. I don't, do you lose anything at first base with Yiner's playing instead of Jose Abreu?
No, I don't know. I'd need to see more of Yiner, but I doubt it. He's a catcher. I mean, he's going to be. No, I'll bet you it'd be just as good.
You in a boot might be just as good as Jose Abreu.
Well, let's relax. Okay.
Might be. I'm good. I've got amazing lateral quickness.
No, you don't.
No, you have no lateral quickness.
Yes, I'm
lateral quickness. But neither is Abreu to be, you know, truth be told.
Lance, would you button up your jersey though, unlike Abreu, that might put everyone over
the
top.
Please. I would.
Yeah,
I would. I'm not a hairy chest guy though, but I don't think either is he. So that's fine.
I just think he feels like it's really hot, so he needs that thing to breathe in there. I feel like Dusty winning a World Series says to you guys, leave him alone. Like, stop. I know baseball people love getting after the manager, but Dusty is paw. And did you see his sweet gloves this weekend? He has sweet gloves. So that's all I need. I need style for my manager.
Toothpick?
Toothpick gloves and rubber and wristbands.
Wristbands.
That's all I'm looking for.
You don't care about no lineup.
Forget about that plan the better player thing. I'm not looking for that. Who's looking for that?
Otherwise, what would we have? Oh, Lance Armstrong left Sheryl Crow when she got breast cancer after she stayed with him through testicular cancer.
Never said he was a good guy. So.
Lance Armstrong, one of the great human beings.
Live strong, John. Remember how great that was. For his image until it wasn't anymore?
Yeah.
I don't see anyone with those wristbands anymore.
I'm sure there's still some Armstrong truthers out there
maybe
who still love him.
Dusty, is that why Dusty's wearing them?
I don't think he has Live Strong on those wristbands.
You don't think so?
Or those bracelets that he was putting out there for a while. I just think you put Lance Armstrong, Albert Pujols, and there's a couple of others who's done, and John Lackey divorced his wife during her battle with breast cancer. So we got some all-timers.
That's you know what? Hey, I ain't about that life.
Hey, this is too difficult. This isn't fun.
This isn't fun for me anymore.
I don't want to come home off the road and deal with your stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that whole fight you have to live. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a lot on my plate too.
I got pulled in the sixth and the game was tied. I didn't have a chance to win. You got this breast cancer thing? Come on.
I don't need all that.
How am I supposed to get through a season?
So anyway, Dusty's strong. Hey, I put out there this weekend, Yiner Diaz was in the lineup on Saturday, right? The Astros put out the lineup, and they put a picture of Yiner. It was next to the lineup, the Astros' Twitter account. And I'm like, are you guys trolling us? Is this what you're doing? Is that what you're just trying to piss us all off? That when Yiner's in the lineup, you're going to put a picture of him? Maybe either, you know, they're just trolling us or they're saying, yeah, we agree with you. Yiner should be in the lineup. We agree wholeheartedly. I don't know which one it is. I'm hoping it's the latter. But this is something that's just almost comical now. That Dusty would say that their hitting is comparable I don't know. One has like 28 RBIs. The other one has 18. The other one has 11 home runs. The other one has 8. One is hitting 169. 169 with a 500 OPS.
Not that high.
I mean, how in the world is this even that they're in the same stratosphere?
This is going to literally this subject is going to kill you because
it makes me nuts every day. Every day. Every day, this subject.
You know it's not changing, so I don't know why you don't just
I don't know which one is worse. Oh, by the way, nice job in the eighth inning, Astros fans doing the wave, and they ended up losing the game 4-3 when Presley gave up that run.
Another one that gets on your nuts, sticks in your craw.
I don't know which one. The wave is worse. Although this Maldonado,
the
Yiner
wave
thing,
can't be worse than a manager playing a far worse player. And
I'll give you.
Wins.
You know what would kill John? Would give him either a heart attack or aneurysm if Dusty Baker pinch hit Maldonado for Diaz with the bases loaded in the eighth, and people are doing the wave.
While they're doing the wave,
simultaneously would literally give him an aneurysm and he would die on the spot.
And it was raining out in cart path only.
Okay. And then Wendy would go, good, get that bum off the payroll.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'd have an aneurysm. My head would explode.
You would.
It would explode. All right, 8:13, when we come back.
I thought you had Texans news for us.
We do have Texans news. Let's do it on the other side. But first, we've got you talking about Allstate Windows.
Yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. I've got, so here's the thing. Your energy bills, if you notice they're very high, yes, of course they're going to be high when it's hot outside. There's no way around that. However, they may not have to be as high as they are for you in your home. If you've got energy bills in the high 300s, 400s, first thing you want to check is what energy company you're with. And then when you look at that and you say, well, actually, they're comparable rates to everyone else, then I would tell you, you've got low energy efficiency in your home. And one of the best ways to solve that is by getting new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. Did you know that they can retrofit windows into your window frames? They will measure them. They'll custom measure them, custom cut them. They are built right here in the state of Texas. They're not built in China. They're not built overseas. They're built right here in the state of Texas. And what they're built to do is to withstand Texas weather. And we know the weather here is just different. It's extreme in many cases. And you need a window that can fight against it, that can hold up and give you the sealant that you need to keep the hot air out so you can lower your energy bills, but also strong enough to stand up to the winds and potentially hail that we have in this area as well. And that's Allstate Windows and Siding. They've got 4 generations who have been running this company. The name means something to them, the quality, the workmanship, and, of course, the installs, which are groundbreaking. They never have glass breakage. They've got a process they use that's incredible, and it really can save your energy bills. Your energy efficiency can go up by 40%. That's an incredible turn when you look at it, the financials on that for an energy bill in a single month during the summer. Allstate Windows and Siding, tell them that you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. They will give you a big discount on the windows or a complete siding job. Or if you want to do them both, they'll give them both for you. It's Allstate Windows and Siding. .com. Make sure you tell them that Lance Zierlein from ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 told you to call.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
Excuse me. Excuse me. What?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, Dell and I are in studio. Lance is in Georgia. Are you like, does everybody clamor after you? Is it like hard for you to get around in Georgia?
Not so far. It has not been an issue.
Well, I mean, you are gotta be like a. I mean, you're a musical genius, and especially in Georgia, I would imagine that everybody there.
Musical genius.
Yeah.
You hover above, rain
oh,
hell below.
God, I stepped
killing
right into
them
it.
Hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah!
Rebels.
Bringing songs them of the South. And
bringing I thought you would be passing your MP3. I guess it's that's old school. Maybe selling it out of the back of your trunk. These songs down there.
No, he's like, I think it's got to be like a South Songs of the South superstar down there. Look, way down south in the land of cotton.
What kind of speed was I on this day that I sang that song?
I don't know why you did all those songs.
I can't believe
on the same day, in the same segment. I'm not sure.
It was all the same segment?
Well, I believe so.
I stepped right. I thought you were going to go to the preeminent draft expert card, and I'm like, I realized you said music, like music, and then bam, I stepped right into it. I didn't see that one coming.
You didn't see it coming.
Nope.
All right. Yeah, Dalton Schultz didn't see it coming either. Jimmy Ward going across the middle. Boom! The two collided, and Dalton Schultz was in the medical tent for a little while, and then he just stood and watched for a while. But, you know, if that kind of stuff is going to happen, but you got to keep Dalton Schultz healthy, actually, if you want to know the truth.
Also, Sheldon Rankins was activated yesterday,
right,
which is nice to be a big part of the defense.
And line. They got rid of Amari Rodgers.
So a third round pick out of Green Bay 3 years ago. Yeah. It's puzzling to see that he came to Houston and actually did okay in very limited time with the Texans last year. But they're pretty loaded up at that position. So this looks like they're doing him a favor and saying, look, let's get you out there on the market because you're not going to be able to bring Mechie and Tank. I mean, they're ahead of you, so that's that. But, man, Amari Rodgers, third rounder out of Clemson. Clemson wide receivers. Of course, T. Higgins is really good. But Justin Ross is trying to have a run this year. You know, his coach, Dabo Swinney, told me he thought that Justin Ross, when he was coming out, I asked Dabo, we were talking, he goes, look, he had a broken metatarsal. He played through it. He played through it until it broke completely and he had to stop. He said he's really tough. That's why he looked the way he looked on tape. And he didn't look good on tape. But we know he was incredible in that game against LSU in a national championship game when he was a freshman. And so Justin Ross now, you know, he was undrafted. I don't know, he was cut last year. Now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs, and maybe he'll have a second, you know, maybe the foot's better and maybe he'll show something. Amari Rodgers was on that same team and was a factor at Clemson, and, man, he just flamed out, just nothing.
They still have Hunter Renfro.
Hunter Renfro in – who has Hunter
the
Renfro?
The Raiders in Clemson. They still have Hunter Renfro.
Oh, the Clemson wide receiver stuff. Yeah, no, that's true. He's still a really good one. It's going to be interesting to see. Last year he didn't do as much. I know he was hurt a little bit too, but he looks like he looks like a guy who could still be a really good wideout for a team. I don't know if it's going to be – you know, the Raiders and Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll wait and see. Do you agree with Kirk Cousins? You brought up this, I think, John. I'm not sure, but it was Marcus Mariota and for the, you know, they had a quarterbacks thing where the show on Netflix, pretty good show. And they were asked, who's the most underrated quarterback? And both Mariota and Pat Mahomes said, it's Kirk Cousins. And I could see quarterbacks saying that about Cousins. They asked Cousins.
Yeah.
And Cousins thought it was Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, the idea of he wins a lot. See, I don't buy into quarterback wins. I don't like that. I want to know how they play. Like, how are they playing? What does that sound like? There were plates in there.
There's no food here yet. Relax.
Okay, good.
No, but the food's coming.
Yeah,
great plate is
he's
coming
not
today.
Thrilled.
Paul Miller's coming. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not thrilled?
No.
Yes, you're not thrilled.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled is an understatement.
He was suggesting he would protest the last 30 minutes because he didn't want to hear you go,
somebody got a lasagna. Who didn't get one?
He doesn't want to be party to that, so he's thinking of leaving the show the last 30 minutes.
All right, that's your lot in life. Okay, go to Georgia and eat. I don't know. What do you... Are you eating some
down here?
Well, when you're hawking this.
You hover above, rain down
hawking.
Below.
Yeah. No one's hawking
you
that.
You miss out on free food.
Yeah.
No one's hawking
get
that
some
in Georgia.
Grits while, get some grits while
they
you're
had grits
in Georgia.
Downstairs. They okay. had grits downstairs.
They had grits?
Spring,
good. Okay.
Spring,
biscuits
spring
and gravy.
You'll go buy your grits, and we'll get Paul Miller bringing us food here. Okay? Okay. We
tell
win.
Tell him to put some
we
on a plate
again.
And put it on my – tell him to put some on a plate and put it in my office.
We win again. Anyway, I do buy into quarterback wins. I do think that it's important. I do think that I know Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play great, but Jimmy Garoppolo is a game manager. That you know what, he it was mostly the defense that got him there, And then when Jimmy Garoppolo had to make a play in the Super Bowl, he missed it. He missed it, and you know what? That happens. A lot of
so you buying really... into pitcher wins for Christian Javier then?
What's the
difference between quarterback wins and pitcher wins? You're reliant on the other side of the apple, and you don't. I don't know what I wanted to say there, but
right.
you're relying on something you have nothing to do with. So why would so I guess
yeah, but you
wins
gotta,
for pitchers
you, okay,
are just
so
as important.
Even with a lead, you got to know how to pitch. You have to know how to pitch with a lead. You have to throw strikes. You have to do. You still have to do stuff.
So yeah, pitcher wins. So then, what do you think about Nolan Ryan, who didn't have a great record?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's a lot. That's his lot in life. And you know what? It happens a lot with really good pitchers.
Quit saying lot in life.
Well,
stop
your lot in life is to starve in Georgia.
That's your
lot in life.
That's your lot in life. And that was no
quarterback
that was
wins.
No,
don't you care about how people play though? Like if Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't
listen,
play
it's not
well,
the most important. It's obviously not nearly the most important thing. But I do think that winning does matter. Yes, I do think that winning does matter, especially.
I think winning plays do. Yes, yeah. I will agree with you that some guys make winning plays when they need to.
Yes.
They step up, and yes, I 100% agree with that. You don't have to be a. You don't have to be a guy that had a ton of win, you know, has a ton of stats to be a, to make winning plays. You really don't.
No. Well, I do think this about because I saw where I'm going to find it the most amazing stat of Patrick Mahomes. This is unbelievable about his winning and his losses. Patrick Mahomes, let me find it here. It's coming up. Here it is. In the Chiefs have lost only two, and he started 80 games in the NFL. The Chiefs have only lost two of them by more than one score. Two out of
what?
80. Two out of 80.
That's incredible.
By far the best rate we've ever seen in the NFL, including the playoffs, only three of 96 starts. That is unbelievable that he has only lost three games by more than one score. In 96 starts,
you know,
including the playoffs.
I was thinking about this. Who's considered to be the greatest quarterback of all time?
He's got a chance.
But who's considered it right now?
Oh, who's the greatest of all time?
Yeah.
Brady.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady. I really feel like we've got another Jordan versus LeBron thing brewing right now, where Tom Brady is the greatest of all time, and then there's going to be arguments within the next couple of years that say Pat Mahomes is actually the greatest.
Yeah.
And even if he doesn't have the Super Bowl win numbers yet, like Jordan's win numbers and LeBron's win numbers, there will be people who make that argument. And I think that's going to be the new Jordan versus – while we're on it, Jordan versus LeBron. Guys, 713-780-3776.
I was hoping we'd get to this.
No,
it's
why?
Summer.
Did they deliver your grits?
Did they
deliver your grits and you
so
want to eat?
So we got two names on the Mount Rushmore. It's Jordan and LeBron. Who are your other two? 713-780-3776, and I'm going to leave and go downstairs and get more breakfast. But I think we are headed for that, by the way.
Yeah.
The Mahomes versus Brady is going to turn into Jordan-LeBron way quicker than anyone thinks.
Well, on the other side, one of the guys that wants to be in that conversation, Aaron Rodgers, well, he had something for Sean Payton this weekend.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Crap. Did he ever? But right now, I've got – that was asked last night. This a bald guy asked me.
Jackie?
No, Dore. Dore. He's – I mean, cue ball, like Jackie, just a cue ball. And he was like,
once you're there, you can't go to Linville, right?
But my hair looked so good last night. He was like, is that real? That's not real. Is it?
You got guys in your life asking if your hair is
real?
Is real. That's how good it looks?
Yeah, that's how good it looks. Well, he didn't say that, but he did say, that's not real. What did you do?
And I said,
oh, no, it's real. It's mine. I took it from the side. Well, Doc Linville actually took it from the side, put it on the top of the head. And, you know, that, I could tell the admiration. Okay, and bald guys will have, they have hair envy. There's no
certainly jealousy.
Yeah, there's a jealousy involved, right? And there's nothing you can do about it. It's like your brother who's uglier, Derek Carr, is uglier than David Carr. David Carr's got great hair too. He didn't need Doc Linville, but a lot of you out there do need Doc Linville, and you need to do this. And it's such a wonderful process, easy process. Right now, he's got an anesthesia that lasts 3 days. So you know, when you come off of it, you're like nothing. It was like nothing happened. It's so good, so good, and you feel so much better about yourself. If you're looking for a great way to feel better, look better, your friends will be envious of you. Okay, you're not a cue ball anymore. Or if you're starting to bald and you're like, we got to nip this in the bud. He's also got a PRP where he will, bring your own, mix up your blood and inject it, and it will stimulate hair growth as well. So get to 975hair.com and stop procrastinating. Do it. Do it now. 975hair.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Before we get to Aaron Rodgers, have either of you guys seen video of Deuce Vaughn at Cowboys camp?
I have.
I thought that was fake. Like, I know Deuce is small, but you know, one of the things that always shocks me when I go from watching college prospects on tape to watching in the NFL is seeing how much bigger the NFL is than college football. It's like Deuce out there looks like it's something CGI. It doesn't look real.
And not only, but it worsens it with the Gazoo helmet thing he's got on. The yes. Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
The concussion helmet.
Yeah.
Or the pad on top of the helmet.
He literally looks like a little person running around.
Some guy tweeted, "Oh, it's great for the Cowboys to give this kid a chance to play." And he got me for like, I was like, wait a minute. That kid is too talented, but he did look like he was 12. He and then I was like, wait a minute, that's Deuce Vaughn.
He looks looks like a little kid
What?
I said a little person.
A little kid or what?
Or a little person.
A little person.
Okay.
Yeah. He really literally does. I mean, if you haven't seen any highlights, you really need to.
Well, he weighs, so the thing is, like, Quiz Rogers was 5'6", right? He's short when he was in the league, but he was about 200. About 198, 200. Deuce Vaughn's in the 170s, low 170s. There's never been a running back as small as him ever make it that I was looking for it, and I couldn't find anybody. And that's why this year was the craziest outliers. We had Tank Dell in the 160-something, which is, we've seen that with wide receivers, not a lot. You had the wee quarterback in Bryce Young. You have wee running back with Deuce Vaughn. It's just you have a 280-pound defensive tackle with Kalijah Kancey. It was one of the most unusual years of draft I've ever seen with outliers, like rare outliers. If Deuce can make it, and Deuce is talented, it's just so hard to make it when you're a tough guy in the 170s because, you know, he's going to run between the tackles. He's not going to be afraid to do it, but that's not a great thing. He needs to avoid hits.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, he won't have the Great Gazoo helmet on, so won't be as funny. I just don't know if it's going to be as funny.
He'll be as small though. It just won't be as funny.
You know what was funny was Aaron Rodgers. Now, I thought, you know, this Robert Saleh's answer, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Okay, that was a great answer. Okay, that was a great answer. Aaron Rodgers would have none of what Sean Payton was selling about Nathaniel Hackett last week. If you didn't hear what Sean Payton said, he said it was the worst coaching job in the NFL he'd ever seen, which is something you never hear a coach saying something like that about another coach. And Aaron Rodgers wasn't having it.
Yeah, I love Nathaniel Hackett, and those comments were very surprising. For a coach to do that to another coach, my love for Hack goes deep. You know, we had some great years together in Green Bay, kept in touch, love him and his family. He's an incredible family man, incredible dad. And on the field, you know, he's arguably my favorite coach I've ever had in the NFL. Yeah. Just his approach to it, how he makes it fun, how he cares about the guys. Just how he goes about his business with respect, with leadership, with honesty, with integrity. And it made me feel bad that someone who's accomplished a lot in the league is that insecure that they have to take another man down to set themselves up for some sort of easy fall if it doesn't go well for that team this year. Thought it was way out of line, inappropriate, and I think he needs to keep my coach's names out of his mouth.
Keep his name out your mouth, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers said. That's got, you know what? Good on him. Those two meet up, what, in week four? Well, they're going to have something extra for Sean Payton now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they can do about it. But Sean Payton has apologized, and he's reaching out to Hackett and Sala.
Nah.
Yeah, he did, Dell.
Stop it. Stop it.
He apologized. He apologized
after you set him on fire.
He's going to reach
out.
I'm
with Robert Sala.
You ain't got no haters. You ain't popping.
You ain't got no haters. You ain't popping.
He's going to reach out, and he's going to set the record straight with these guys.
It's too late for that. You set him. You set that man on fire, publicly on fire. Oh, I'm sorry. I lit you on fire.
Sorry you got third-degree burns.
My bad.
Yep. Objection, Your Honor. All right, strike it from the records.
No.
Too bad. It's already out there.
Too bad. It's out.
Everyone heard you. We know what you think. Stop it. No time for apologies. Stand on that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Now that people are taking issue with you, have some. You're going to apologize?
Trust me. Behind the scenes, coaches will dice each other up behind the scenes, behind their backs. That's not a problem. They're just being honest. They're talking to other coaches. They'll tell you the ones that they don't think can coach. Publicly, it's almost unheard of.
Yeah. No, I don't remember another coach lighting up a coach like that.
Because they know how hard it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's going to regret that. That was bad.
Yeah, I'm sure he regrets it a great deal right now.
That's bad.
And I know he was trying to, you know, and he could have said, we're going to do the opposite of whatever we're doing last year. You know, he said that whatever they did last year, we're doing the opposite. He could have said that, and that would have been fine. You know, but then he really...
The worst coaching job
himself.
In the history of the NFL?
I mean, that's when...
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
It's true.
I mean,
he could have just said, whatever they did last year, we're doing the opposite.
You know
he
who
could
else?
Have said that and been okay.
You know who else has been insulting? Jim Irsay.
Oh.
This thing. What? Ballard got in the middle of it, and he said, hey, we love Jonathan. We want to keep Jonathan. Holy crap.
Oh, he's going to be fine. Jonathan's good. Yeah. We love him.
Yeah, look, guess what? Jonathan's pissed. The way Irsay, I mean.
Do you have the quote that sounds so.
I couldn't find audio of the one. He goes, well, the NFL gone because we'll die. I can't find audio of that, which was.
He basically said, if I died tomorrow and Jonathan never played, they wouldn't care because the NFL rolls on or whatever. And then Jonathan Taylor supposedly had a back injury. Imagine that. He's following through with this fake injury thing. And the Colts are going to put him on the, you know, we're talking about Mulling putting him on the NFL non-injury list away from basically so they don't have to pay him. And then he's like, who said that I had a back injury? Who said that? I didn't say that. Who said that? Who are these sources? So I don't know what's going on. This running back thing, should we just do a charity tomorrow, John? I'm back in studio. Should we do a running back charity and try to raise money?
Oh, my gosh. They can only make $11 million this year.
Look at you guys siding with management.
No, I'm not siding with management. By the way,
I'm siding with wide receivers. They're making fair market.
Zach Martin, get into camp. You got yourself $84 million contract.
I want more.
I'm
woefully underpaid.
I'm only making $13.5 million this year because I signed a deal that made me the highest paid at the time.
Look,
and I'm not the highest paid.
Here's what players need to do. Just sign two-year deals.
That's
just
all.
Just sign a two-year deal. If you want to keep testing a market, just sign a two-year deal.
How about he's losing $50,000 a day and don't care? That means you got too much. They paid you too much money.
By the way, you don't get this back. You don't get it back.
No, you don't get that back no more. And they can't just say nah. No, it gets taken out of your pay.
And Jerry said we can't pay him because we got to pay Micah.
That's right. That's right. Wait a minute. We gave you an $84 million contract.
Yeah, but that was yesterday's price. What's today's price?
Free market.
Well, then don't sign a 6-year deal.
That's true.
I know.
Don't sign a 6-year deal if you don't want to live up to it.
Look, nobody's
anti-running back. I mean, everyone loves running backs. It's just the truth is in. There's no position in any sport, name one, Dell, in any sport where you're at your best your first 4 years and then you decline. Like, I can't think of any sport in any position. It's just the rarity.
I can't. It's because of how they're used, nature of the position.
You don't count gymnastics as a sport because you are. You
know, oh, well.
Yeah.
He got you there.
Yeah.
Professional gymnastics?
Gymnastics, period.
Who's your favorite gymnastics team?
Dominique Mociano.
Yeah. That's a pro. Oh, I don't know if you know this. She's a pro.
She was a pro.
Who's your favorite team?
What do you mean team? They're individuals.
Wait a minute. Oh, so I can't like no tennis players either.
There's
because they're not on a team.
Name the cap. Name their salary cap.
Name a sport where you're best your first 4 years. Gymnastics and women's tennis.
That's
done.
It.
just named them, but you don't think they're real
so
sports.
So you're comparing running backs. You're comparing running backs to women's tennis players
well,
who start their career
you
at age 15.
Ask and answered, sir.
It was answered.
Let's move this. Let's move it along. Asked and answered.
Judge, the prosecutor is meandering. Let's move it along.
Women's tennis.
Hey,
is
you
what
asked
a running
the question.
That's fine. Now I know what this baseline is for running back comparisons. Guess who I'm going to make a comparison? Whoever. What's his name? Blake Corum. My comparison next week is going to be, next year is going to be probably Venus Williams. I'm not going Serena. I like him. I don't love him. I'm going to say Venus.
Well, that's not an awful comparison.
No, I'm going to say Venus Williams. But body type wise, I'm going to have to switch it.
Livy Dunn.
Serena. No, not Livy Dunn. I'm not doing comparisons to gymnastics.
Why not?
Because I don't know any of them other than Livy Dunn, and that's not because she's
Carrie
great.
Carrie Strug.
Yeah, I got to go back to like four Olympics ago. I'm sticking with women's tennis. I got a better shot.
You're only
going to
name two. You only know two women, the Williams sisters.
Blake Corum, his comp is going to be
Serena. You don't know any other
ones. You don't know
it. It gets tough.
Yeah,
gets
so you tough. Might as well stick with gymnastics.
Name who just
Svetlana,
won Wimbledon a couple weeks ago.
Svitolina.
That's
remember
not
that girl from the Ukraine, Svitolina?
That's a Ukrainian woman in a mail order bride catalog. We're talking about actual
she's good.
Athletes.
Oh, Svitolina is.
She's good.
Svitolina? Who is that?
Tell her, John.
She's
a
female tennis player.
According
me and John are into
to
women's
Lance.
Tennis. Yeah, according to John, too, because you know why? We're allies of women's tennis.
Yeah, you're
you
not an ally,
though.
You don't even know. You named,
we watched that match one
name
time.
Are
one.
You, though?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Are you, though?
I watched the final.
Of what?
Of Wimbledon. Women.
Who played?
Yeah,
can
okay,
you tell me
on.
Who the players were?
He can't.
No way you remember because I can't remember.
What did, you say when you walked in here today and there's women's
Marquetta,
soccer on?
Marquetta won. Marquetta. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you say What did you say when you walked in here and saw women's soccer on?
It wasn't great. I know that.
I said, man, those they can play.
No, you didn't.
Well, I said, something like that.
Something along the lines of, why are we watching this stupid stuff? That's what you said.
Did I say? I don't remember
something
that.
Along those lines.
I don't
lines.
Remember that. I thought I said something like, man, they can play.
Why are we watching
are
these running backs? Why are we watching these running backs?
Or look, hey. Can I even say what?
No,
which,
you can't.
No, you can't say it. Chances what we can say can't. Is, oh. What we can say is how great your patio is.
Yes, we can say that. Is John mulled something inappropriate that he decided not to say? Well, that's good. I always like when John catches himself. Texas Custom Patios. I don't have to catch myself with Texas Custom Patios. I can tell you. The God's honest truth, when Stephen Schell, when I had him first come in, he wasn't an advertiser on the radio. I just found that he was the best one. He was the guy that I wanted to build my patio. And he said, okay, you know, he took me through the process, showed me what it would look like, showed me what the financials were going to be. He said, typically what happens is you're going to look, you're going to get excited, then you're going to wait, you're going to delay. It'll be a couple months, you'll call me back, and then we'll get started. And he was dead on. He was being very honest. And he was dead on. That's exactly how it went. Because, you know, it's you want to. You're excited. You think, boy, there's a financial commitment here. And then what you realize is, wait a minute. And especially if you call anyone in real estate, you know, appraisers or real estate agents. Oh, no. The money you put in there is going to add that same dollar-for-dollar value to your home in most cases because it's so well done. And then when you look at the before and afters, you realize what your life could be with this travertine flooring or the stamped concrete and the great grill with the gas grill with the heating element in the back for rotisserie. And you've got your burners. You've got a fire pit or a fireplace, your TV, your multiple TVs. You can turn this into anything you want, and it's going to be an amazing time with you, your family, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, whatever the case may be, the memories you can make with friends and family members is incredible. They're even doing swimming pools now. And if you look at the work that they do, they don't half step at all. They go all the way in, and they're going to give you an incredible product, one that you can be extremely proud about in your backyard. Go look at the before and afters and imagine what your life could be like. It's TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. I don't get it.
There are things in this world that we will never fully understand.
Understand.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975-7137-803776. Astros pick up Kendall Graveman, but while the Rangers, holy crap, Scherzer and Montgomery and then some, and bullpen help as well, the Rangers going for it this year. People, I thought they were going to go away. I don't know that they're going to go away. I still think the Astros win the division by six games. That's only three games a month that you have to make up, that you have to beat them by. And the Astros can beat them by three games a month. Absolutely. And so I'm still sticking with six games. They win the division by six games, running away with it. And they get that first round bye. So that's going to happen as well. But Dana Brown says, no, I don't think we're going to get any starting pitching. We'll see if a reliever comes, you know, we can make a deal for
you. Think he's lying, right?
Another reliever. I think he's got to be.
You think he's lying.
I do. I think he's, and again, he's setting this up for, holy crap, what a big, big move. But he's got to bring the price down for Verlander. Whatever the price was. You know, who was it? Jason Stark tweeted out, the Mets are going to be paying Max Scherzer $118 million over a three-year period, and they've got one postseason win for that money. And, you know, Ronald Acuna's brother better be worth a whole lot for $118 million and just one postseason win. What a disaster the Mets have been. Total disaster.
So let me ask you something. So this year, not counting this year's salary that's left, but so it's 43 next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it will vest to 35 if he hits 140 innings.
You're talking about Verlander, yes.
The option automatically vests. It's not a player option. It's a vesting option. It's a vesting option. So he can't get out of it, right?
Right.
Okay. So it's 38
Unless
million.
Unless he waives that. I don't know.
So it's a $38 million. It's a $38 million on the table for the next 2 years for the Astros. Let's say, would you be happy if the Astros were paying 20?
Wait a minute. It's how much?
What's 43 plus 35? The average is $38 million.
Oh, yeah, for those 2 years.
Average value for those 2 years.
You got another $14 million this year. So.
Right. I get it. Which basically second half of the season, you know, you're into $28 million mark basically. But let's just say the Mets said, okay, well, here's what we'll do. The average is $38 million over the next 2 years if he hits a likely to be earned vesting option. So why don't we give you $20 million off? That's $10 million per year, making it a $33 million next year, $25 million the year after that. This is less than Jim Crane was just paying for Justin Verlander. Then we'll take Drew Gilbert and Luis Garcia. And you know what? We'll make it 20, and we'll take $5 million off this year too, make it $9 million. So we'll take $25 million. We'll pick up $25 million, but we want Drew Gilbert and we want Luis Garcia. Would you do it?
Yeah, I think you'd have to.
Man, if he could be good, like you think about it, Javier, all of a sudden you're back to, I know he's older Verlander, and Javier's had his issues, and Hunter Brown, and now Fromber's a little bit of a mess. But my gosh, with those four and then the amazing, and then you have Urquidy in France, because France is a real dude now that we have to really talk about him as a real potential player in the future, it looks like. I mean, it really sets you up in really good shape from the standpoint of pitching. You know, maybe not bullpen so much, but from a batting order, it is what it is. Your lineup can be really, really potent at times. You just need Jeremy Pena to pop back up, show back up. But it's got to hurt a little bit.
It's going to hurt.
So I wondered if that would be enough hurt for you.
Drew Gilbert's not on now. Drew Gilbert would be. But look, the Rangers gave up Acuna, and apparently he is about as good as it gets prospect-wise. If he's anything like his brother, holy crap.
I know. He probably is. That's like a Yuli Gurriel's brother.
Yuli's
brother
win.
Is good.
But I'll tell you this. This postseason is going to, with the Astros, and I firmly believe that they're going to be really good by the time the postseason gets here. The Rangers with Scherzer now in Montgomery. The Orioles. I watched some Orioles yesterday. You want to talk about a good team. Holy crap. That lineup up and down is it is good. They're playing some good baseball. He has done a hell of a job there. Mike Elias, he's done an unbelievable job. And speaking of Mike Elias, and speaking of, did you see this tweet by Gina Luno? And speaking of the Mets and the Astros and everything else, Gina Luno put this out here. Jay Cuda that says this, she quote tweeted it. The last 10 years of drafts, percentage of each major league team's picks that made it to the majors for any team. You know who is the best at getting draft picks to the major leagues?
Who?
The Houston Astros. 329 picks over the last 10 years, 77 have reached the big leagues. That's 23%, nearly one of every four picks in baseball.
That's incredible.
The worst? The Mets. 328 picks, 30 have reached, 9%. Less than 10th, one of every 10 has reached the majors. That's really, really horrible. The Athletics are bad, too. You would think as high as they draft every year that the A's would have a bunch of guys. No, they've got two. They've got 38 out of 331 that have reached the big leagues. That's awful. But the Astros are the best. The Dodgers are second. The Yankees third. Guardians, Twins, Pirates. Do you notice anything? Those are some pretty good teams up there near the top.
Yeah, grow your own. Right. Draft and grow your own is a way to for success.
So, Gina.
And look at the Mets trying to buy their way in. And you know what? Once again, Astros curse takes down Justin Verlander. If you try to leave us, this is what happens to you. And then number two, you try to buy it and it usually doesn't work.
Yep. So she quote tweeted, Gina Luno quote tweeted Jay Cuda in this list, and she said, Jeff was hired in December 2011. I'll just leave this right here. And you know what? Jeff Luno is quite possibly, I mean, he is by far the best general manager, baseball general manager that we have seen. He's been the best over the last decade or more. Right. His effects are still. The organization's still benefiting from what Jeff Luno did, and he's been gone now for, what, 4 years? And they're still benefiting from Jeff Luno and what he did here. Just a what a baseball mind. Holy crap. It just doesn't get any better. We had the best. We had the best here. I don't think there's any question. And that's another – there's just more proof. After all the wins, everything else, just more proof of how good – Jeff Luneau has been and was here.
Hey, I want to play a game called September Call-Up real quick. John Singleton hit his 11th home run with Sugarland. He hadn't been there that long, and he's already got 11 home runs. When he hits them, they're prodigious. J.J. Matichevich, who we haven't even talked about. He's never even been up this year. We had Bly Madras, which that was gross. Which one of those guys, which one of those lefties is going to get up and get time at September Call-Ups? You think it could be Singleton?
I think both could. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Well, both who?
Him
and JJ or him and Bly?
Bring JJ up too. Yeah. No. Well, Bly is going to be Bly Madras will be here.
Why?
Probably. Why not? Why not?
He wasn't good at hitting.
No, he has not been good at hitting that whole hitting thing. No, he hasn't been. I mean,
the only thing I want you to do is hit.
Was he a career 177 hitter? Well, you got a 160 hitter every day plays.
Dude, but Singleton back with the squad is.
It'd be cool.
That's actually a pretty. And especially if he goes yard, that's actually a really cool feeling for him.
Wouldn't you feel better at him coming up? I mean, somebody tweeted that, and I said, yes, much rather have John Singleton at the place than at the plate than Bly Madrice. Yes.
And you know what I would say? Oh, another win for Luno.
Just another.
That's why he tried to extend him. That's why he extended him in the first place.
Yep. Gave him that 10 million. 10 milli.
10 a year, right?
No,
was it 33 year 30 or was it 10 total?
It was 10 total.
For 3 years, right?
I think it was that. And the Players Association was so pissed off at him for taking that money.
I know. Everyone else. George Springer's what? No. And Singleton said, yep.
You know
let me go get a giant trash sack full of this stuff.
That's right. You know how much weed I can smoke with that? What? All right. Speaking of. There's no speaking of. We're talking about Billy Brown right now in Aqueduct Plumbing. There's no real transition from weed smoking to Billy Brown.
Speaking of a guy addicted to weed, here's Billy Brown.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't make that. You just made that.
I'm just trying
there's
to figure
no
out your brain.
I said. Zero transition to Billy Brown. I don't know if he likes weed or what. I have no idea. But I do know this. I know he likes to fix your pipes. That's what Billy Brown does. Oh. And he's a pipe fixer. It's what Billy Brown does every single day. Billy Brown is the Jordan of fixing your pipes and everything else that you have. Whatever it is that you need help with. Repiping, leak detection, plumbing fixtures, water heaters, tankless water heaters, water filters, drain cleaning, circulating pumps, hydrostatic testing, all the rerouting, gas piping. If you've got a grill that you would need installed, call Billy Brown. He'll come and his guys will install it. You have to have a plumber there. So here's the deal: is no matter what the issue is, Billy Brown and his guys are going to come to your house absolutely free, Lance.
Yeah, John just said it all. From big job to small job, they're the ones. Even remodeling, if you've got a remodeler who is going to use subcontractors, do it yourself. Save yourself some money. Get Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company out there. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. That's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Fighter of the Night, man.
You're a master of karate and friendship for everyone. Damon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.